Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is May 9th. Today we're going to do something a little bit differently because usually I approach these Come Follow Me podcasts taking a look at a couple of scriptures in the Come Follow Me block that we kind of dissect and take the principles from them. But today I was thinking about the overall story of Zenith, and there's a principle that we can learn from Zenith just as a story that isn't necessarily found in a specific verse. And so today I want to talk a little bit about the story of Zenith, who he was, and what we can learn from him that can help us press forward in faith in our lives. So let's start out by taking a look at some of the things that we know about Zenith. First of all, we know that Zenith left Zarahemla to settle his own land. And that's significant because Zarahemla at the time was the stronghold of the church. It's where the majority of the covenant believers of the church lived. It's where the prophet lived. It's where they gathered together. And he left that to go find his own land and govern his own land. So that's the first thing we know, and that is significant. The second thing we learn in Mosiah chapter 9, Zenith says that he was often slow to remember the Lord. But what's interesting is near the end of chapter 9, as they're in this battle and in this war, Zenith commands his people to turn to the Lord, to pray, to cry mightily to him for deliverance. And so it would seem that Zenith was missing a little bit of covenant conversion that helps us be consistent in our worship. He worshiped, he called upon God, he prayed when he needed God, but there was a little bit of covenant consistency that was missing there. The daily diligence of the gospel seemed to be missing. Now, that being said, I said yesterday, and I truly believe, I don't think Zenith was necessarily a bad guy, but I do think maybe he was a little bit less concerned with the things of the Lord and the things of eternity than he should have been. And the reason why that is so significant and so important for us to understand is because, do you remember who Zenith's son was? Zenith's son was who we refer to as Wicked King Noah. And so in just one generation, it went from a believing, albeit maybe a little bit lazy, but a believing people to a wicked and idolatrous people in just one generation. There was a massive swing between the time when Zenith left Zarahemla to the time when Alma comes to Noah. Now, I want to put a huge disclaimer here, because this is so important to understand, especially as we're talking about choices that Zenith made that affected Noah. We as parents, we as people who have influence over children, we can do everything right, and the children can still use their agency to not choose the Lord. We can have all the family home evenings. We can have all the Come Follow Me scripture studies. We can pray every morning and night and for every single meal with our family. We can do all the things and our children can still choose something else. That is the agency that God blessed us with. But if we want to give our children the best chance to follow Christ for the rest of their lives, there are things as parents and as grandparents, aunts, uncles, there are things that we can do to help influence our children to believe in Christ. And some of the choices that Zenith made were counterproductive for the conversion of Noah. The first thing is that Zenith chose to leave Zarahemla. He chose to leave the area where the majority of the believers were and were gathered. My friends, we gather in wards and stakes for a reason. It's a commandment of God to gather. Oftentimes when we talk about the gathering, we talk about missionary work, bringing in people who haven't made covenants with God. But the gathering also happens every single Sunday as we gather together in our wards, in our branches, in our stakes. And that gathering is so important. Doctrine and Covenants section 101 verse 22 says, "Behold, it is my will that all they who call on my name and worship me according to mine everlasting gospel should gather together and stand in holy places." We are asked to gather together as saints because as we gather, we have the ability to strengthen one another. when Zeniff left Zarahemla and left the gathering of the saints there in Zarahemla, he lost the strength that comes from gathering. It's interesting. I've had several people in my life tell me that they no longer go to church because they can feel God in other places. They will go on a hike on Sunday because they can feel God in the mountains. They listen to uplifting music because they can feel God in good music. And I completely agree. When I see a beautiful sunset, I can feel God in that sunset. When I listen to uplifting music, I can feel God in that music. I'm not arguing that at all. But even though we can feel God in those activities and in those places, we don't receive the strength that comes from gathering with other saints in those places. Our gathering together strengthens us. And Zeniff missed out on that opportunity to be strengthened by other saints when he left the stronghold of Zarahemla. When we quit gathering with other people, we leave behind the promise that the Savior has made when he said that when two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be also in the midst of them. There is power that comes from gathering together. There's a spirit that comes from gathering together. There's an opportunity to feel the Savior and his love when we gather together. I remember when my son was probably about 14 months old, and we were at church one Sunday, and that is such a difficult age to have a kid at church. They're not quite old enough to go into nursery yet, but they are not going to just sit quietly on your lap and listen. You're usually just wrestling with them, struggling with them. It's really, really difficult. And I remember this one particular Sunday, I was out in the hall with my son, who was just really struggling. He was crying and he was just not happy. And I was out in the hall missing Relief Society. And I remember thinking, why am I even here? I have not heard anything in sacrament meeting. I haven't heard anything in Sunday school. I haven't heard anything in Relief Society in months. Why do I even come during this stage? And I remember so clearly, revelation came to me that said, you are not here for you. This is not the season for you to come and to learn and to be fed spiritually. You had that season and you'll have it again. But right now you come to show your children consistency in the gospel of Jesus Christ. You come to help them set a pattern of living and a pattern of activity in the church. It can be so hard, especially when our kids are little, to be consistent about going to church, especially if we feel like we aren't filling the Spirit, if we aren't being spiritually fed there. But when we go to church, it sets a pattern of consistent gospel living for our children, and that consistency is so important. That's the other thing that we see from Zeniff that maybe affected the following generation to turn from God and to live in wickedness. The scriptures teach us that they were slow to remember God until all of a sudden there was an emergency. My friends, when we are consistent in our gospel living, consistent in reading the scriptures, consistent in prayer, consistent in church attendance, we are showing our children that our priority is and should be the Lord. There's so much that our children can learn from our dedication to doing the things that we should be doing, so much that they can learn from that consistency and where our priorities lie. Our priorities, our consistency will not only affect us, but the following generations after us. Several years ago, before my kids were born, I was a temple worker in the Jordan River Temple. And one Tuesday night, we had a 95-year-old man coming to the temple for the first time to receive his endowment and to make covenants. And I just happened to be with him as we were wheeling him out after he had received his endowment. And I turned to him and I said, I am so happy that you could be here in the temple with us today, that you could make these covenants. It just goes to show that it doesn't matter how long it takes to get here, but God will bless us the same either way. And I'll never forget, he took me by the hand and looked me in the eye and he said, Sister, I am so happy to be in the temple today, so happy to have made these covenants with God, but I will never forgive myself because my children haven't. And because of that, my grandchildren won't either. It absolutely broke my heart. And in that moment, I realized that we live our lives in the covenant. We live our lives in faith, not just for us, but for the generations who will come after. That is one of the most powerful lessons that we can learn from Zeniff. It is the power of one person choosing God and living the gospel in their lives. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.